You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible passage is Revelation chapter 1, verse 4 to 6. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. You will notice that he said he loved us. That is always the starting point. For God so loved the world. What did he do then? He gave his only begotten Son. God loves sinners so much that he will deliver them from their sins. God will not call you as a sinner and keep you as a sinner. God does not love sin. And God will not love you along with your sin. So he loved you, and the only thing he can do is to deliver you from sin. So he loved us, he washed us from our sins in his own blood. Anybody that comes to Jesus, you will come the way you are, but you are not going to remain the way you are. He must wash you from sin. The first thing God does to any man is to take care of the issue of sin. But then, making you clean, taking care of the issue of sin, is not the end. It's a means to an end. As wonderful as it is to live a holy and righteous life, it is only a means to an end. Look at the end. He said he has made us. You see, he made us. Nobody follows Jesus and they will not be made into something. We are not following him carelessly. He said he made us kings, plural, and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. We are made kings and priests to God. Brothers and sisters, you are king. You are a king. You are also a priest. And that's why it's important to study the scripture and say, who is a king? How does a king operate? That's why you have kings. First Kings, Second Kings, First Chronicles, Second Chronicles, even First Samuel, Second Samuel. And then you have Leviticus that talks so much about the priest. It's important we understand those books in order to understand our role as kings and priests. But I just want to stress the fact that you are a king and you are a priest, not your pastors. You know, sometimes pastors or preachers make it look like they are the kings and they are the priests. No, every child of God is a priest. Every child of God is a king. Every single one of us. And one is not superior to the other. We are all kings and priests to God. To God, not to men. To God. Let it be clear in your spirit that you are a king and you are a priest. And it's not just your pastor. You know, sometimes you call your pastor priest. You see him as priest. You don't see yourself as priest. No, we are priests unto God. Not human priests. Not priests that are dressed in human clothing. But priests that are covered with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Priests that serves God. Priests that worships God in spirit and in truth. You are a priest. And you are a king. And you must know it. And walk as such. And know that it is not ministers of God or your pastors that are kings or priests. All of us are made kings and priests. That's why you see, as we have emphasized severally and taught and did a lot of teachings on it, that it is impossible in the dispensation of Jesus to tithe. The issue is not, should I tithe, should I not tithe? It is even impossible to do it. You can't do it. you can give freely of your own heart as you propose in your heart, but you cannot tithe. Who are you tithing to? Where are the priests and where is the temple? And where are the laws guiding the tithing? They are not there anymore. And we thank God that we have now received a better covenant where we can be priest unto God directly. So brethren, you are a priest and you are a king, and it is important you know it. But before you became that, look at what he did. He washed us. He cleansed our sin in his own blood. In his own blood, he did that and then made us. He must wash you before he can make you. Many people want to be made without being washed. He has to wash you. And it is him that is washing you. He's not asking you to wash yourself. He's not saying, go and try not to sin. He's saying, let me wash your sin in my own blood. He is the one doing the washing. And it is his blood that is using, he is using for the washing. So why should you be afraid to go to him and say, Lord, wash me? And I pray that for those of you who have not been washed, you will come again to the fountain of life today, where you will be washed by the blood of Jesus. Are you washed by the blood of the Lamb? May God give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy. Jesus comes.